We have been joined by LSU head coach Les Miles. We'd like to begin with a brief opening statement from the coach, and then we'll open the floor for a few questions. Coach?
It's always nice to be in media days. It's kind of a precursor to the fact that you're getting ready to take the field. This is my 11th year at LSU. It just doesn't get any better than that. I got a real quality football team that needs some coaching. Playing a great league, got a great school to represent. So here we go.
We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. We'll start in the back of the room.
Coach Miles, ESPN Radio and Rustin and Monroe, just maybe a word on a couple of the Northeast Louisiana young men, John David Moore, DRs, Malone, or Patterson.
The Northern Louisiana guys are doing extremely well. Malone's in a position to play a lot of football. I think Brandon Harris has had a great summer and is really, with competition, going to have an opportunity to make his case. And John D'Arce has had a great summer, and we would expect that he would have a really strong fall. Number of those guys are certainly who we count on as we go forward.
We'll go to the front row here, and then we'll switch back to the right. Go ahead.
Coach, funny question for you. Are you a Michael Jackson fan, and are you aware that somebody drew you as him on the throwing?
I'm sure. No, I am certainly a Michael Jackson fan. Everybody is a Michael Jackson fan, aren't they? I don't necessarily think they did him any service that they put my face on his body. So, boy, Lord, how wonderful that is.
Right side, so second row.
Les, I wonder if you can speak to Liz and Chief and what will look differently about your defense with Kevin still running the show.
I think Kevin will run the defense certainly that we need to have run. I think we'll be a lot of similarities and some differences. We'll probably use some different fronts a little bit more than we used a year ago. I think you'll find that it'll be we'll have a very fast defense. I think we'll be very tough up the middle, I think our secondary will be veteran and be able to really stand up well against the pass as well as the run. I think we'll get in the backfield. I think our defense potentially could be as good as we've had.
Coach, back over to our left on the front row. On the aisle here, go ahead.
Les, we just had Alexander in here. Can you talk about what he's overcome and to get to the point where he is right now?
Well, Vidal Alexander, first of all, had Guillain-Barré as sophomore, junior in high school. And he lost nerve function from, mid-thigh to his foot, to his feet. He was a guy that we had on the radar right away as just really a big-time player, strong and fast and mobile, and realized that there was lack of film. We didn't quite get it. And in his senior year, he played extremely well. And so I guess overcoming things is something that is inherent to him. He had a quality senior year without respect to, really defeating a very significant sickness, disease. Now he comes to LSU and, has a knee, but really is really giving us everything we've asked him to do. When we say to him that we want you to play on the right side as a tackle, as a true freshman, he steps in there and plays extremely well. We're going to play you at left guard as a junior. He says, I'm all over that. Okay, and his senior year, he's back at right tackle. And I just want you to know he's a team player, a guy that frankly has ability to really, give us great contributions. So we're excited to have him.
And two or three on the right side, Coach. Start here in the front row.
Coach, we had Leonard in here earlier. What were your thoughts on his pants and bow tie selection?
Yeah, the we felt like just short of throwing him off the plane. We did review before we got into the plane about spray painting that would be at the hangar, which there was none. So I'm told that red is style. Okay, you have a red shirt on, and I'd still answered. So I don't know. It just didn't seem real stylish to me. I had a red car once when I was at the Cowboys. When I came into Oklahoma, I sold it. Sold it right away. This was just a red car. It had no place in Stillwater. So Stillwater is Oklahoma State's orange. So I just, you know, it's not red. And I went to Michigan, in case you guys didn't know, and they're not red either. Well, my high school team was red. Okay, if you guys, if you're going to catch me in anything red in life, that's when it was. That was it. That's the last time. I don't date. And I did when I was single, date women that wore red either. Or smoked.
All right, we'll keep going here. Right side, third row. Was there a question in the middle? I'm sorry, I thought I saw a hand a minute ago. No? Okay. Come over here to the left side.
Coach, you hired wide receiver coach Tony Ball away from the University of Georgia this last year. How has he really fit into the culture at LSU so far?
He was just what we needed, to be honest with you. We need a guy that can take it from stance, you know, through route nuance, and he's a veteran of our conference. Understands, I think, you know, what Coach Rick's done there, throwing the football, certainly is something that, you know, has not gone beyond him, and he's helped us when he came, you know, to LSU. He's made some of our younger receivers, you know, grow quickly. So he's really, he's taken hold. We enjoy throwing the ball, I promise.
Third down on the front row. Go ahead.
Les, I'm not sure if you saw the media vote to win the West and win the SEC championship, but we as a collective group of media picked Alabama to win the West and Auburn to win the SEC championship. Can you explain that?
Obviously, the good news is I've never been here where the media picked the guys right. I mean, just to be honest with you, that's fine. I have to be honest with you. We don't care how we're ranked or who's picked to finish in front of us. It's just it's all about, you know, playing and earning your way, and that's a great thing about the sport. And it's and opinions, everybody's got one. So
left side toward the back. Go ahead.
Les, A&M's been in the SEC now 3 years. Where do you feel the rivalry is, and what do you feel John going over to A&M will do to that rivalry?
I certainly, we have great respect for A&M. When I was with the Dallas Cowboys, I met a number of A&M people there, and I do realize the enjoyment that the fan base has for A&M. And what a great place. Certainly, you know, they're going to be a good football team and a better football team. Those games and that play will be tremendously important.
Other questions for Coach Mons?
Front row here.
We've heard today about increased opportunities for Brandon with Anthony being out. What have you seen from him in that competition going into the fall?
Well, I have not seen him throw a ball, okay? It'd be illegal for me to do so, and I mean it. So But I am told by our players that, you know, they're improved. They're, you know, we have a pretty decent secondary, and they go 7-on-7 on the days that they go 7-on-7. And so I'm, you know, I get a feedback now and then, you know, man, he's improved, and boy, offense looks pretty good, and, you know, we're improving. So we'll find out when they get into camp. Again, that job and that position will be won by the guy who handles competition and handles the daily grind.
Back over to the right side, second row.
Les, you've been pretty historically fast starters at LSU, with last year going 0-2 in the league and then getting those two teams in the first 3 weeks this year. Anything you saw last year as to why you didn't start that fast? Anything you want to do differently this August to prevent that this year?
Well, the key piece is to get real quality quarterback play. We get quality quarterback play and receiver play, we'll be fine. And defense is in place, special team is in place. We would feel like the opportunity for us to play best should be in games 1, 2, and 3.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate everybody being here with us.
Thank you.